Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend in Sacramento, an event will focus on the life and legacy of one of the Cherokee Nation's most famous citizens, the legendary movie star, social commentator, and performer, Will Rogers. Called Will Rogers, The Legacy of the Cherokee Kid, the presentation will look at Rogers' life and legacy nearly 90 years after his death. It also aims to be a source of education and connection to the Cherokee community here in Northern California. The event will be presented by Rogers' great-granddaughter and family representative, Jennifer Rogers Echeverry, at C.K. McClatchy High School in Land Park on Saturday, February 3rd. Jennifer joins us now, along with Mike Webb, the Cultural Center Chair for the Cherokees of the Northern Central Valley, which is the event's organizer. Welcome. Good afternoon to you both. Thanks for joining us.
OCO. That's Cherokee for hello.
Yes, OCO. And thank you for having us.
Thank you for making the time. Mike, I want to start with you. Talk to us about the Cherokees of Northern Central Valley, this organization that you're part of.
We are called a Cherokee Nation at-large community. There are 25 at-large communities across the United States. There are 8 at-large communities in California: San Diego, Orange County, Riverside, Inland Empire, Bakersfield, Fresno, San Francisco, and us. An organized Cherokee group has been in the Sacramento area for well over 70 years, and Cherokees were immigrating to California before the Gold Rush. And we've been here a long time, and we're very active, and we are actually a 501c nonprofit, charitable nonprofit. Mm.
What do you love being part of this organization, of being this, as you say, a network of at-large Cherokee communities?
Well, primarily, it's all about family. And that's everywhere you go when you run into Cherokees. I've even been to the Eastern Band of Cherokees in Cherokee, North Carolina. It's the same feeling. It's the same love, the same Cherokee all the way through. Cherokees love to be around Cherokees.
Wonderful. And Jennifer, that brings me to you. I'd love to learn more about yourself. I know you're the great-granddaughter of Will Rogers, but you're also in California as well. You're in Bakersfield, correct?
That's correct. I am. Yes. I kind of got thrown in front of the bus as the family representative about 10 years ago and got involved in the Rogers family business and the heritage of Will Rogers back in the early 90s when the Will Rogers Follies came out on Broadway. My grandfather took the entire family, 13 of us, to New York to watch the opening. And I didn't really know who he was or how important he was until that musical came out. And I started shadowing my grandfather and wanting to learn more. And here I am today.
Mm. You know, I mean, you bring up an important point. I mean, Will Rogers passed away almost 90 years ago. You know, I would imagine that, you know, that probably guides why you're a representative of the Rogers family, wanting to continue his legacy, educate, you know, the new generations on who he was and why he was important.
That's correct. I'm very involved in Oklahoma at the Will Rogers Memorial Museum, and it's a lot easier to share his legacy with Oklahoma's favorite son. You know, in Oklahoma, they learn about him in the history books and visit the museum in Claremore. You get outside of Oklahoma and it's a little bit more difficult. So, you know, my children wouldn't know who he was, or my grandchildren, if I hadn't, you know, raised them and taught them about him. Mm.
What would you like people to know? I mean, I know this is kind of a little preview of what you're going to be sharing this weekend in Sacramento.
Well, it's what's so fascinating about who Will Rogers was is just the type of man he was, the type of person he was. You know, he was just a cowboy on a ranch that one day became the most famous person in the world at 55 years old. And there's never been anyone that has done anything like what he had done. You know, he was friends with kings and queens and stayed the night in the White House, and he was an ambassador for the United States and authored 6 books, made over 70 movies. You know, just everybody loved him, Democrats, Republicans. And in a time in need during the Depression, he was the one that would bring everybody together. And everybody just felt comfortable and safe whenever he would speak on the radio.
Mm. Mike, I imagine you're probably very excited about this weekend and that Jennifer's going to be coming up to Sacramento. How long did it take for this to become a reality?
Well, my first contact with Jennifer was, I think, 2016. So a lot has transpired during that time. And we finally, I had to stalk her to get her. And we haven't met face-to-face yet, but I'm really looking forward to her program. We know it's highly entertaining. It's going to be a lot of fun as well as educational.
I imagine, you know, given that there's a large network in California of the Cherokee Nation, are you expecting a pretty good turnout this weekend?
Well, the theater at C.K. McClatchy seats almost 800 people. We kind of geared originally thinking between 300 and 500. We have no idea. But this morning I got my Cherokee newspaper. It's called The Phoenix from the Cherokee Nation. And they've also put an ad in the Cherokee Phoenix. So it'll be distributed to Cherokees all over Northern California. So who knows? But the event is open to the general public. And it's basically a free event. There's not a ticket charge. We're a nonprofit. We're asking for a donation of $10 per family, but you don't have to pay. We'll let you in.
And I mean, the fact that you're expecting at least a few, if not several hundred people to attend, I mean, are people coming from out of the area as well?
Oh, yes. We know people are coming from the Bay Area group for sure. We contacted the Fresno group. I don't know if they'll send any up, but and they've been doing it on all the social media, so we haven't been asking for RSVPs, but we encourage people to be there, try to get there by 1 o'clock. The doors open because the program starts promptly at 2, and we have to be out of there by 6. There will be a Q&A after Jennifer's presentation in the theater, and then after the Q&A in the lobby will be a meet and greet where you can get photos with Jennifer and you know, get up close and talk with her. We're all looking forward to being close to her.
Jennifer, what does it mean for you that, you know, 90 years later, there still are a lot of people that want to learn about your great-grandfather?
That's correct. There are. It's such a great feeling. Most of these people is how they remember Will Rogers, is stories that they learned from their parents. You know, that's what I find. I get people that will talk to me and say, I never saw my dad cry except the day that Will Rogers died. And, you know, just amazing things like that. So I think that they want to learn more because they were inspired by their parents' infatuation for him. It's an honor. I mean, I joke and say I really didn't have much to do with it, you know, just kind of the family I was born in. But it's my passion, and it truly is an honor to be able to go back to Oklahoma. I've made some amazing friends, and I just love it there. Mm. So it's been really fun for me.
Mike, how has Will Rogers and his life and his story touched your life?
Well, I was born in 1943. This was after he died, so I never had the pleasure of seeing him in person. But my family were always quoting Will Rogers and Will Rogers quotes. And recently on the news, I heard somebody, a politician or a reporter, quoting Will Rogers. And I don't, if you don't know this, his statue is in front of the House of Representatives on the second floor of the Capitol. And a lot of times, once you look for that statue, you'll recognize reporters interviewing people in front of that statue. And if you ever visit, they say it's good luck to rub his toe.
Good to know. Next time I'm in D.C., rub the toe. You, given that there's going to be, you know, people who are part of the Cherokee Nation, but also people who are not, that are going to attend on Saturday, what do you hope people take away, you know, when they leave C.K. McClatchy High?
Well, for the people that haven't learned about him, you're going to walk away with a real sense of his love and his generosity and kindness. He was really a man to behold.
And how about you, Jennifer? How do you hope they leave feeling?
I And I should probably introduce this because part of my speaking is my personal business, which is an almond company. And so is what I try to do is incorporate the humor of Will Rogers into that and teach a little bit about Will Rogers as we're going through that. But I just want people, I never want people to walk away and not have learned something. So whether they go back and they get on the internet and they go to willrogers.com to say, gosh, I want to learn more, or I want to learn more about Will Rogers State Historic Park in Pacific Palisades that Jennifer talked about, as long as they go back and I've touched on something for them to continue their education, then my goal has been met. That's my goal.
Well, Jennifer and Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. It's going to be a great time this weekend.
Thank you.
Wado is the word for thank you. Wado.
Wonderful. Mike Webb is with the Cherokees of the Northern Central Valley, and Jennifer Rogers Echeverry is the great-granddaughter of Will Rogers and an almond farmer in Bakersfield. The presentation, Will Rogers, the Legacy of the Cherokee Kid, will take place at C.K. McClatchy High School in Land Park on Saturday, February 3rd. It is free and open to the public. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast, or you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We'll be right back.